Camp 3 is 23,500 feet up. That's 700 feet higher than the second highest summit in the world, Argentina's Mount Aconcagua. So this week, 55-year-old retired teacher and Bayfield resident Lori Schneider will be at the highest elevation of her life and at the second to the last camp before reaching the top of the world's highest mountain. She says it's barren and beautiful and at times tricky.
You know, I'm trying to not let fear into my brain and just take it one step at a time. But going to the ice fall is always a little bit unnerving because here at base camp, you do hear, you know, some rumbling of avalanches and rock slides during the night.
Schneider says even that far up, she and her expedition of 14 climbers and 21 Sherpas keep up with the news back home, including the flu.
Yeah, we've been listening to BBC once in a while. We can get a signal in and listen to it during dinner, and we heard about the swine flu, and we do feel fortunate that we're in a pretty safe spot right here.
Schneider has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis for 10 years. She says her health is fine, she feels great, and hopes to reach the summit in 3 weeks. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.